Because it was kind of a nerve-wracking experience.
No, it was. And I will tell you what, that Tanner Kara goal was huge. I mean, you talk about pressure, and in a real pressure situation, I mean, he has to score. He does not score there, and we're playing in that consolation game and third place game and not feeling really good about ourselves. And, you know, he scores to give us another life. And, I mean, talk about putting a lot of pressure on a young man that has to go in, and the weight of the team is on his shoulders. And that was a huge goal, obviously. And then Ryan Fearn, you know, Ryan Fearn's, you know, goal scorer, and he's got such great patience. And basically you saw that on that winning shootout goal. You know, he went in, he didn't go in with a lot of speed, but he went in with just patience and basically waited out Hildebrand and made a nice move, and the rest is history.
Ryan Fearn with a chance now for the Huskies to win it. Fearn across the line, brings it into the forehand, backhand, forehand, shoots, scores! Ryan Fearn with the shootout goal, and the Huskies are going to the championship game for the second straight season to defend their title in the Great Lakes Invitational.
Well, very exciting, and you're right, Coach. Waiting him out is the best thing, because there's about maybe 3 or 4 inches from the end of the skate of the goaltender to the post where Ryan was able to just kind of stuff it in.
Yeah, there wasn't much room there. I'm not even sure how it went in or where it went in, but I guess it doesn't matter. As long as it goes in, that's the main thing. And good for Ryan. You know, he's a senior, and it's nice to see him. And obviously Jake Johnstone and the senior step up and have a big game for us.
All right, we'll take a quick timeout. Mel Pearson Show continuing right after this on Mix 93.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel Building in Hancock and the Library Restaurant in Houghton are proud sponsors of all of our youth and high school sports and wish all the local teams the best of luck in the 2013-14 athletic season. The Library Restaurant in Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen invites everyone to stop in these fine eateries before or after you go support your local favorite team. The library is known for a great diverse menu for any appetite, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen features their famous Sunday taco bar starting at 11:30, serving tacos and enchiladas.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Join the crowd. Whether you're single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, the Turbo Agency can help you put together an insurance program that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. The Turbo Agency, an independent insurance agency, offering more insurance companies to choose from. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. The Turbo Agency, serving the entire Keweenaw from downtown Hancock.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room, the smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease, the smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Nominelli, and Joe Strong. Give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call for your superior smile, 482-3621.
Hi, this is Tom Cataline.
And this is Dirk Hembroff.
Inviting you to stop by
New Year's Eve at the Coppermine Food and Spirits in Tamarack City. Whether you want to kick back and relax or get up and dance.
Tom and Dirk.
New Year's Eve at the Coppermine Food and Spirits in Tamarack City.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Invest Financial Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC.
Well, if you want a fail-safe way to enjoy everything this year, just head on over to your local retailer and pick up some ice-cold Coke Zero. See what they did there? Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combined to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then what else is possible? Coke Zero. Pick it up. Hancock Bottling Coca-Cola. Back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. We just got done recapping Game 1 of the Great Lakes Invitational with the Huskies winning in a shootout over Michigan State, sending them into the championship game, a game that ended in a nothing tie after overtime, after regulation. Then we head to overtime, and the Michigan Tech hockey team on the road throughout the whole week, and then we'll be at Lake State University. Assistant Coach Billy McCult joins us here as Michigan Tech is just about to take the ice, I think, for practice. Is that right, Billy?
Yeah, absolutely. We guys are lacing them up right now, and we're getting ready to head on ice for practice.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the championship game. A heartbreaker for the Huskies to lose in overtime. A nothing tie going into the extra period. Just overall in the game, Billy, I don't remember seeing two teams so evenly matched in scoring chances, hits, shots on goal, and obviously goaltending was outstanding on both ends.
Well, no question. It was a real goaltender's duel. You know, Hafner played well, and obviously Phoenix played well for us and gave us a chance to win. And, we just didn't capitalize on some of our best chances. We had some great chances going down the stretch. I think, a couple of breakaways and a bounce here, a bounce there. And that, in a tight game like that, that's quite often the case.
Do you expect going into an outdoor series like that for the goal scoring to be down in general throughout between the four teams, because it was a low scoring weekend?
Well, no question. I mean, the ice is bad, and it's bad for both teams. It's not an excuse, but it makes it tough to make skilled plays when the puck's bouncing, handling it, receiving it, making plays, and that's why games like that, puck management is so crucial.
Well, let's take a look a little bit at the shots on goal throughout the game. In the championship game, we outshoot Western Michigan 13-9. They outshoot us 11-7 in the second period. We outshoot them 12-10 in period number three. 1-1 in the overtime period. Of course, their one shot on goal was the game winner. And you talked about some of the chances, Billy, that we got. And we've been, obviously kind of beating this to death, but we are getting great chances. It's not for a lack of offense, it's just for a lack of scoring right now. Do you see us finally getting some breaks and maybe busting out of this scoring slump that we've been in?
Well, we were all Swedish and no Finnish, unfortunately, on Saturday, as they say. We had great chances. We're generating a lot. And like I said, it's just a bounce here, a bounce there. I think the biggest thing is Hafner made some big saves. We got to hit the net. We got to execute. I think we're doing a lot of good things, but it was tough for anybody to score. It's not like the other team was scoring a bucketful. Came down to one shot. I mean, if when Neville on his breakaway or that box in, we're feeling really good about ourselves.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But I guess what I'm referring to is a game like the Michigan State game, to me, and I think you guys kind of said it too after, it never should have gotten to overtime or a shootout in the way that the game was played. We seemed to really control the game, and we run up against the hot goaltender. It seems like we've been running up against a lot of hot goaltenders.
Yeah, I mean, no question. I think the goal scoring is a premium. We've been in a lot of tight games all year, whether winning, tying, or one goal loss is a case. But we can play with anybody. We're working on, obviously, we want to improve, and the power play is getting better. And, this past weekend is maybe not a real – I didn't see anybody's power play really clicking well on that type of ice. But I think we feel better about our special teams. And we're looking forward to the second half here. And, the good news is we're playing well defensively. Phoenix has given us a chance to win each and every night. And now it's just, in some of these games, when we get a lead, if we get a power play, we got to get that killer instinct and find a way to bury a team, get that next one.
Coach, what did you think about the rest of the games? Three of them out of the four going into overtime. Michigan Wolverines, your former team, really kind of struggled, and it looked like State really played a solid game in that third place game and came away with a 3-0 victory.
Well, they did. When you talk about, a consolation game, it's about getting up and preparing and being ready to play. And it looked to me, for whatever reason, and unfortunately State was a better team than Michigan.
So we get ready now to get back into WCHA play against a familiar foe in Lake State, a team that we split with earlier in the year with a 5-3 loss on Friday night, November 15th, and a 2-1 victory on Saturday night, the 16th. And again, another team, it seems, Billy, that we match up very evenly with and could go either way, either game.
Well, I think, goaltending was a huge factor for them last time.